Across the country, Indian children, some as young as 4 years old, were taken from their parents, often by force, and sent to boarding schools. At the boarding schools, children were stripped of all outward appearances linking them to their Indian past.
Our belongings were taken from us. Even the little medicine bags our mothers had given us to protect us from harm. Everything was placed in a heap and set afire. Next was the long hair, the pride of all the Indians. The boys, one by one, would break down and cry when they saw the braids thrown on the floor. Lone Wolf, Blackfeet.
Children were forbidden to speak of their traditions and severely punished if they used their native languages. Fed distorted images of evil Indians, many came to doubt their own identity.
We all wore white man's clothes and ate white man's food and went to white man's churches and spoke white man's talk. And so after a while, we also began to say Indians were bad. We laughed at our own people and their blankets and cooking pots and sacred societies and dances.
Many boarding schools were set up in converted military posts where for decades soldiers had been trained to fight Indian people. Students slept on cots in cement barracks and were drilled daily in strict military regimen.
If we thought the days were bad, the nights were much worse. This was the time when real loneliness set in. Many boys ran away, but most of them were caught and brought back by the police. We were told never to talk Indian, and if we were caught, we got a strapping with a leather belt. I remember one evening when we were all lined up in a room, and one of the boys said something Indian to another boy. The man in charge caught him by the shirt and threw him across the room. Later we found out his collarbone was broken. The boy's father, an old warrior, came to the school. He told the instructor that among his people, children were never punished by striking them. That was no way to teach children. Kind words and good examples were much better. Lone Wolf, Blackfeet.
And so the days passed by, and the changes slowly came to settle within me. Gone were the vivid pictures of my parents, sisters, and brothers. Only a blurred vision of what used to be. Desperately, I tried to cling to the faded past, which was slowly being erased from my mind.
For traditional cultures, the effect was devastating. Boarding school graduates returned to the schools and encouraged new students, fresh from the reservations, to give up their traditions.
Don't look back. All that has passed away. You saw when you were coming, cities, railroads, houses, manufactories. Boys, this was once all our country, but our fathers had not their eyes open as we have. Now, the only way to hold our land is to get educated ourselves. Henry Jones, Creek.